Reg was a young man now, and he came home this night and he said to his mother, "Mother," he said, "I'm moving to the big city. I've got a job there." Well, Mrs. Banks, his mother, was really glad and that he had found a job, but at the same time she was a bit concerned about him. So as she packed his bag and his suitcases, she put his Bible in and said, "Now, Reg, don't forget your daily reading." You see, Reg was a Christian. Whatever else you miss, don't miss that. You know how God has often brought to your mind during school years when temptation was near, verses, and they helped you get over rough spots in your school life. He'll do the same for you out in the big city. So this day out in the big city, it was June the 3rd, and Reg, true to his word, he read his Bible every day. And his text that day was in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." Well, he kept that in mind all that day. And at lunchtime, a group of young fellows stood around discussing the horse races. And they said, "Which horse are you going to bet on today, Reg?" Reg said, "No horse at all." "Oh, you're too much of a saint to do that. There's plenty of good people bet on horses." But Reg said, "God says abstain from all appearance of evil." Reg and he quietly walked away. You see, his daily reading was right there with him. And the devil trying to tempt him to get into the betting on horses, and he was delivered from that because he had hid the word of God in his heart that morning. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And it's when it's committing the word of God to memory that enables us to have it to use in a time of trouble or a time of temptation, committing his promises and his commandments to memory, so that we can walk in a path that's pleasing and glorifying to him. A path of obedience is the happy path. A disobedient citizen in our country is always running away from the law, always hiding. And so it is with God. If you disobey God, you're always running away from God. You're afraid of him. But if you obey him, you'll be happy. But you must trust him first as your Savior before you can really obey him. Trust him and be saved, and then obey him in everything. Thanks for listening today.